This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Friday.
At least wow.
The day we're recording this.
It's actually the eve of St. Patrick's Day. That's why we're recording it now.
That's it. Welcome to the 98.5 KTK Morning Show recap. So these are the things you may have missed this morning.
Yeah.
Or just weren't awake because, you know, still trying to get used to the daylight saving time.
First off, if you're sleeping, shut your mouth. All right?
I think so. And, you know, it's bad because I have such horrible, horrible allergies, as you can tell. Sometimes I have to breathe through my mouth because my nose is completely clogged up.
But who knew that there were all kinds of chemical things going on if you breathe through your mouth? You're supposed to breathe through your nose. It's better for you, right?
Yeah, they say you always should be breathing through your nose if you can. They say that you get a lot of health issues, including dry mouth, cavities, bad breath, brain fog. How many spiders fall into your cave there?
Yeah, and when the cockroaches drink from your ear, your tear ducts in your eye.
So there's an expert that says that you need to use your nose in order to produce optimal nitric oxide, and that's the nutrient that your body uses to heal while you sleep. So
I didn't know. That's the chemical deal. Your nose allows your body to make the nitric oxide, and that allows everything in your body to heal the cells.
So what they're saying is that if you know somebody who is breathing through their mouth all the time while they sleep, probably should talk to a doctor because it could be a lot of chronic issues like inflammation, mm-hmm. poor immunity, chronic pain, high blood pressure. Just to name a few of the things.
Wow.
Ask
your doctor if duct tape is right for you.
Be careful on that one, though.
Yeah, okay. I would not use duct tape. Definitely not use duct tape. This was really a eye-opening story. Because, you know, sometimes you know the truth, but you don't have any, like, facts to back it up. This, to me, backed it up.
Right.
And it comes back to educating our children. For years and years and years, they've been chopping and chipping away at the arts program.
Yeah, in Florida, they've been cutting back on public education, putting a lot of it into private. And the first thing they cut, because, geez, there's not enough money. Yeah, right. Is music and mm-hmm. Physical education.
Yes. And
arts and phys ed.
Both of the information is really, really good. And here's a report that just came out. They followed a group of preschool students until they reached middle school, and they found that there's a link between being enrolled in the arts programs and better academic performances, not only in the same year, but for years later.
Yeah, you're lighting up parts of the brain that just the STEM stuff doesn't.
Well, and I think for a long time, let's be honest, math and reading and spelling, that's all memorization.
Yeah.
There's no thinking. I mean,
right.
Complicated math, and yes,
yeah,
I get
but
that.
But it's mainly rote.
Right,
yeah.
But you know, who's to say that you draw a picture and it's pretty or not, or you make a note, or you do a dance move?
Well, you're looking at formulas versus truly creating from areas of your brain that you're not using.
Yeah,
every
exactly.
Day.
From the left to the right side of the brain.
Right.
One is the creative part, and one is the is objective part.
And it's just refreshing because it all works together, the creative and the logical side of your brain. So to quit cutting out the arts and realize that it's very, very important that even if you're not good, like you said, Janie, what did you do? You did art?
Yeah, dance and TV productions. I mean, I would love to think that I can draw, but I can't. But that's okay. There's still other creative outlets.
Yeah.
Right, but you tried it, and it was available for you versus if you never had it.
I got, that was my first bad grade was in art class because I drew a mummy and didn't paint it the right way.
Oh, really?
Yes.
It just reminded me, I just got in trouble when I would draw the sky because I'd use a blue crayon. Instead of, you know, the sky, I'd do a clouds with the blue crown.
Oh, right. Okay. Don't you know the clouds are white, Chris?
Maybe that's why I don't know. Anyways, we found this was interesting here for cotton swabs. I'll be honest with you. When I think of cotton swab, I think sticking in your ear, rubbing it around, pulling out ickiness.
Which is like the last thing you're really supposed to do.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know?
Right.
And, you know, it's like, oh, sure.
What could possibly go wrong?
Well, the 31-year-old guy in England suffered a horrible brain infection when a piece of cotton from a cotton swab became lodged in his ear canal before making it up into his skull.
See, that's what I understand, how it got past the eardrum itself. That's like a membrane.
Yeah, right.
It somehow was small enough that it caused it to become infected, and the bacteria caused a big problem in his brain. He was causing seizures.
Ouch.
Did a little CT scan. Oh, well, there's your problem right there. They went in and just pulled out the little cotton swab, and after a week in the hospital and 2 months of antibiotics, he's okay.
Wow.
But they gave you some alternates because they actually said, at least in this report, report that candle waxing, or, you know, where you heat candle up and use suction to pull out earwax, it really doesn't work. They say just adding a few drops of olive or almond oil into your ear, like two or three drops twice a day for a few days, well, actually, you should get the earwax to fall out of your ear.
It'll soften it up, so the gravity will kind of take over when you lie down.
Yeah, but I understand it's going to be gross because you're going to wake up one morning and it's going to be on your pillow or something.
I had a doctor. I went to the ENT about 6 months ago. I had a doctor go in there with forceps because they found something, and it pulled out an incredibly large piece of hardened wax, and I was surprised I could still hear.
I was going to ask you on the air. I didn't have time.
It never changed my hearing. No. It was like,
strange.
I'm just thinking, what else am I hiding in there? Is there like my lost luggage? I don't know.
There might be a winning lotto ticket there. Who knows? Let's talk about eating the same thing over and over and over and over again. It's real easy to get in the morning, especially in the morning, getting into that routine or at work where it's just easy and simple to do what we've always done. And somebody asked, nutritionally, is that the best way to handle eating? And what they said was, it's okay. It's probably not the best, but you're missing certain nutrients that are out there.
Variety. Spread it around a little bit.
You know, it's kind of like you can take a multivitamin, but that's not the natural way that the vitamins enter your body. So it does kind of work, but it doesn't really work. So they give kind of an example, like, let's say if you have oatmeal every morning, you put blueberries on it. Great. Right. Blueberry is a great antioxidant. It's fantastic for you. It's a fruit. But you're missing all the goodness of the potassium that's inside a banana, which is filled with that, and vice versa. So I think that's what they're talking about. And they're also talking about various sources of protein as well. When you know, from eggs, switch to fish to yogurt. So like if you're somebody who only eats chicken or pork, maybe you should switch to fish every once in a while, or vice versa.
And I eat so much, I have to change it up. I just love breakfast. So I'm constantly, if I eat the same thing for breakfast every day, I'll try to make a mental note, though, so that I'll switch from Fruity Pebbles to Apple Jacks or something like that.
It's a little bit harder for me because I think I eat to live, not live to eat type person.
Yeah.
So I'm cool with bland stuff.
I need to develop that habit.
It just does the job, in my opinion.
Pepper is a little spicy for our friend Chris Malone.
It is.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
I'm the exact opposite of that.
Yeah. That's why I've gained so much weight.
And most people are that way. And so it's kind of funny that, you know, that, like you say, you like hot peppers and stuff. And you're sweating. I'm like, why? How is that enjoyable?
Aren't you miserable?
I'm not there. I'm with you there on that, Chris. I don't love to eat things that make me sweat.
Can I just tell you the way my brain works a little bit? Because I'm still figuring it out. When you mentioned bananas, this is what my brain said. You know, time flies like an arrow, but fruit flies like a banana.
Is that what went through your head?
That's exactly what went through my head, and I just wanted to share it with you. So
you can always count on Storm for like the dad joke.
I guess that'd be a dad joke.
I see Storm as like a big Wheel of Fortune.
He'll spin it and land on something. Whatever random category.
We never know where it's going. Just fasten your seatbelt. It could be a bumpy ride.
So we also found that this is a pretty cool promotion that Norwegian Cruise Line is doing for our teachers. And this is kind of in preparation for Teacher Appreciation Week coming up first full week in May.
Yeah, May 6th through the 10th.
And this is where a teacher can actually win a 7-day cruise to anywhere Norwegian goes to.
This is cool.
They're looking for 14 educators from around the U.S. and Canada to go ahead and basically submit an entry form.
You can nominate your teacher.
Or yourself.
Yes, or yourself, yeah.
And what you want to do is you'll want to make sure that you have an essay of 250 words or less, a photo of yourself, and make sure you have an active social media account, because how you would win is based on voting from social media.
I knew there'd be an essay in there. And show your work.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Also, besides getting the free cruise teachers, you will actually win, if you're one of the 14 educators that win, you'll get a $15,000 donation to the school in your name.
Yeah, that's really
cool. A 7-day cruise. That's the big deal there, man.
Yeah, and when you consider most school teachers spend about $100, $150 of their own money each year on school supplies. Yeah.
Sure.
You know, that money would be pretty, pretty nice
there. You betcha.
Well, when I went to Alaska with my father, we were on Norwegian, and that was such a great time. The food and everything. Yeah, the Norwegian Cruise Line is great. So I really hope that maybe we'll find out that we know somebody who ends up winning this.
Absolutely.
I like those river cruises they do. They have these long boats.
Yes.
Yeah,
you know,
I've seen
go
those.
Up and down the Seine and the Zuidel Zee.
Yeah, it'd be pretty cool to go on something like that. And then finally, the head scratcher of the week, because yesterday we found out, and if you listen to yesterday's podcast, that 1 in 4 Americans are actually going on vacations by themselves.
But I've heard of that before, separate vacations.
Yeah.
I've heard about it forever. But the headline here is newlyweds taking separate honeymoons.
That's weird.
And what do they call it, Chris? There's a
couple terms. You call them solo moons or unimoons.
I have a unimoon.
I'm thinking, see you later, moon.
It just doesn't even make sense. The whole definition of a honeymoon
I found
to go
someone
with your spouse after recently married to, you know, get it on.
I agree with you there, but this is what the story kind of went into, and you can read it up on our website, yeah. But it talked about people, you know, not having time for it.
Here's the thing. I think they were too busy to get married. They should have waited. So they could spend that honeymoon together. I'm old-fashioned, I guess.
I agree with you. But then I also think that people wait much longer to get married these days.
True.
And they probably have been on a trip before. And I guess what is considered a honeymoon? Because when I got married, we went on a vacation, but it wasn't the honeymoon.
Right, I got you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we told everyone it was a honeymoon just because that's quicker.
It's what you do.
It's
yeah,
quicker right. to move on to with the story by just saying that. But the story was talking about, one example is that a couple got married, and he wanted to go watch a soccer game in France.
Yeah.
The wife was like, I don't like soccer. I could care less about it. So she went and vacationed in Canada. The other one was about a couple who actually got married, and they, because of business reasons, actually honeymooned in two separate areas.
See, I think they were too busy to get married. They should have waited until they both were free. They both get vacation time.
Or just take your vacation. Just don't call it a honeymoon.
Yeah, and that's what a lot of relationship experts talk about. Is they look, you know, the whole idea of having a honeymoon is to do three things. One is romantic love. That stimulates dopamine. That makes you feel
That's
good.
Right. That's right.
Deep feelings of deep attachment. That's the oxytocin.
Oxytocin, yeah.
And then just, you know, the romantic encounters that you do have.
Bomb chicka bomb.
And, you know, thinking back on my honeymoon, and I'm sure with yours, it was a very memorable trip, and it's one of those great feel-good memories.
It's the first time you're really kind of spending time together as man and spouse and wife and whatever you want to call it.
Plus, you know, if anybody who's ever planned a wedding knows, the best part of a wedding is when that sucker's over.
Boy, you are kidding.
It's just finally it's people.
You know, but for me it was like when we got married, it was you know, we can now pull up the drawbridge and it's us. We got our little castle against the world, you know, but you have somebody right there with you. That was the
big
part.
Well, and I had a friend who they just couldn't afford the honeymoon. They had too many things going on.
That's
right.
They
just moved, so they got married, and then a year later they went to London for 2 weeks, they just wait.
The honeymoon could just be the spare bedroom.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, I got us a reservation at the Holiday Inn down the road.
That's right. Whatever. That works, you know.
So there's our show for today, Friday, March 15th. Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and the radio.com app.
ABC, a happy St. Patrick's Day.
All right. Have a good weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.